With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Civilians in Ukraine's northeast are fleeing as Russia captures more territory.
Russia's defense ministry says its forces are now in charge of five Ukrainian villages in the country's northeast. It comes as part of a renewed ground assault in a militarily contested gray zone on the border of Ukraine's Kharkiv region. Russian officials also claim capturing another village, Plitanivka, in an attack that Ukrainian authorities say forced more than 1,700 civilians to flee. Police and volunteers are now racing to evacuate residents as artillery and aerial bombardments continue to hit. Ukrainian authorities are not yet confirming Moscow's claims, but Ukraine is rushing reinforcements to the region to hold off Russian attempts to breach local defenses. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Also at SRNnews.com, crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition Sunday to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore March 26th. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says Israel should do what it needs to do to protect itself from Hamas with or without support from the White House.
Senator Cornyn says Joe Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy position he's taken for the past several decades.
And, you know, he's nothing if not consistent.
With that in mind, Cornyn has this advice for Israel amid threats from the White House to withhold arms shipments.
Ignore Joe Biden. Do what you need to do to save your country and to eliminate this terrorist safe haven in Rafah.
Senator Cornyn was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Small anti-Israel protests popped up sporadically as colleges and universities around the country held commencement services on Saturday. SRN News. There's a new concern for a persecution watchdog.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's general conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate it. You know, one bishop in Nigeria says from the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period. He adds he will likely leave the denomination after his term ends. SRN News. A deadline looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reporting.
United Auto Workers aiming for a key win at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama. More than 5,000 workers at the facility and a nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a VW plant in Tennessee voted to unionize. SRN News.